About Oaths and Affirmations. July 17, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Oaths are anti-biblical and are in fact condemned as a practice by Jews, Christians, and Muslims, but they have remained part of the ancient law of the sea and the law merchant, which are forms of international law, even after the Christian era. Christians objected to taking oaths, so the requirement was changed to include affirmations. This entire practice goes back to international maritime law and forming a verbal contract in front of witnesses, obligating whoever was swearing the oath to perform the oath. It is a form of performance bond and backs the insurance or indemnity bond that traditionally is required for public offices that operate in the international jurisdiction. Read that. The entire practice of taking oaths upon entering public offices is foreign to us, and only applies in the international jurisdiction. That's why judges and other officers engaged in administering international maritime courts and conducting interstate, that is, international, business on behalf of the public, take oaths or make affirmations guaranteeing their performance. Please do not get all worried about arcane things like this. Other people have already researched it and determined what's necessary and what isn't necessary for the proper administration of our assemblies. If we don't tell you that an oath is necessary, it's not necessary. People are back on the land and soil the moment that they record their choice of political status and provide proof of who they are and where they were born, regardless of whether or not the recorder took an oath or affirmation. Some people are making a wrong assumption, again, that the action of the recorder, or any other office holder, is invalidated for lack of a public oath or affirmation. That's not how it works and not what the oath or affirmation does. Having or not having a performance bond in no way validates or invalidates the work performed. A verbal performance bond, oath, simply establishes a more formal and personal obligation on the part of the office holder to do the job, and in this case, to do the job in accord with the constitutions. As the recorder's job is not mandated or defined by any constitution, an oath to the constitution is not necessary, and an oath or affirmation would never be necessary at the county assembly level, because there are no county offices operating in international jurisdiction. You will see county of officers who work for the territorial state of state taking oaths, but that's because they are actually working in international jurisdiction. Bottom line, oaths and affirmations are verbal performance bonds which place liability on office holders operating in international jurisdiction. Unless such an oath or affirmation is required as a condition of entering that specific office, the presence or absence of an oath or affirmation has no impact on the validity of the work performed. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.